I could give some general idea, but how of I could give some general idea of how grihasthas whose spouses are not cooperative in Krishna consciousness, what they should do. But these situations are very delicate and complex, and it's not really right for me to give any specific instruction without me knowing the specifics of the whole situation. Therefore, you should take guidance from senior devotees who are guiding you on this matter. Your getting ready for initiation means, hopefully, presumably, there are some senior devotees who are guiding you. So you should discuss the whole situation threadbare with them, or with him or whoever, and take their guidance what to do. How you should act in this situation. If we make a blanket statement that devotees whose spouses are not Krishna conscious and not cooperating, they should just leave them, then tomorrow there'd probably be several thousand broken marriages. And that's not very good. Marriage is a sacred commitment. We see that Srila Prabhupada himself spent many, many years in Grihastha Ashram. His wife never came around, but he continued to support her and the family. So, in general, we recommend that if the spouse is not cooperating, because in some cases it's the wife who's Krishna conscious and the husband who's not, to be patient and to gradually try to bring them around to Krishna consciousness. But anyway, like I say, you better discuss this with your with whoever's guiding you in Krishna consciousness. Another thing is, I would say, unless you're settled in your situation, if your mind is so much disturbed by your family situation, it's probably better not to be initiated until you're settled. Of course, you may say, well, that gives me more reason to leave home, but that's not necessarily true. A lot of times, the disturbance in the mind is not due to the, or maybe every time, the disturbance in the mind is not due to the external situation, as our own internal turbulence. So you may blame your wife, but it may be that your own mind is very much disturbed, and that won't change even if you did leave her, which in general I don't recommend. But again, I must emphasize that you should discuss this threadbare with the devotees who are guiding you. And sometimes it happens that devotees, they discuss their situation with the devotees who are guiding them, and they don't want to follow that, and then they ask someone else, and they ask again and again, and when they get someone who agrees with what they want to do, then they say, yes, okay, I'll follow that. So we have to be careful of I'm not accusing you of that, but there are cases of that we want to find some authority which goes along with what we think is right, instead of hearing what or taking guidance from those who know better than we do. So I hope devotees aren't using this Ask BVKS facility to try to extract from me an answer which fits what they want to do, and use it as ammunition against others whose advice they don't want to follow.